Juventinos podcast. My name is Anthony, along with Ricardo and Mark. It's been so long since we've actually done the podcast in this formation, so I've forgot your surnames. It's show number 64, and we're back in South Yarra, back in the New York room.
Great to be back. I've enjoyed the odd Facebook Live with you, Anthony.
It has been fun, yeah.
But in this case, three is not a crowd.
Yes.
I'm happy to be looking at the exposed brick walls, the 400-degree pizza oven blaring in the background here.
Takes three to Juventino.
And this great man
Who's this guy here? Who's this guy? Oh! Decked out! The boys could tell you live on air, decked out in 5150 Van Halen apparel.
Does this mean you're going to give us an eruption soon?
Mate... Right between my legs, mate. It's going to go kaboom.
You're already talking about that operation. I thought it was a taboo topic.
I thought you were going to play Kickstarter.
It's gone from
feel
the
good. Or
no,
like
no,
that.
No. Three Juventinos. It's called the Week in Rock podcast. No. Welcome. No, back.
We're back.
Like Eddie Van Halen from the dead.
I've had a think about it. I like our surnames, but I thought, you know what? I'll change it up on this one. Okay. Doesn't always have to be the same. I'm just going to say our first names.
Yeah.
See how long that lasts.
So, guys, we are back at the HQ.
Yes.
What can I say? What can I do? And what can we talk about? Because our club has done pretty well since the last time we did a podcast together.
We should have more hiatuses.
Yeah, maybe we should have more times away. But, yeah.
Except we've come back at probably an inopportune time. I'm happy to talk about Yannick Sinner. Great to tell your name, by the way.
Hey, congratulations,
For the next 58 minutes, if you want.
Hey, what's your day, mate?
Yes, many... We can talk about that for probably most of this podcast.
We can talk about as much as you want because we paid $65 million to have the Australian Open here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Taxpayers' money. So was that worth every $65 million to see the tail winner?
Yes, absolutely.
So, no, the
last Italian to win a Grand Slam was the year I was born.
Let me guess. Oops. 73?
Male.
I'm not that 76. Come on. I know
I'm
receiving. Yeah.
It was
75.
Six.
It was Flavio.
Six. Oh, I was close.
Panata or something like that. Panata.
Yeah. That's 76. Three Italians in one.
That's Panatoni? Male, though.
Sorry?
Females have in the last.
Was that Panatoni you just said?
One?
Panatoni was.
No, Panacotta.
Panacotta.
A couple of females have won it in the last, I think it's like 20-something.
Wasn't it Schieffer?
Schieffer?
No, Schieffer. There's one of the women...
The name was a lady.
One lady won the French and I think one won the US or something like that, yeah.
You're talking about all the Grand Slams?
Yeah, yeah. We're talking actual Grand Slams by Italians.
Yeah.
I think it's four from what I read.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge tennis fan, but I do like tennis.
Oh, same here.
Yeah. And I
know you do because in our WhatsApp group, when the Djokovic lost the Joker, it's just funny to run the best.
I was explaining to my kids that Djokovic is like Inter Milan, right? And I was telling them, you know, it's when there's an Australian that's doing well,
Pat Rafter.
Or an Italian.
Pat Rafter.
And again, with the Italians, it's been few and far. Yeah. Pat Rafter.
Tom
Woodbridge.
Late. Come on.
Kyrgios to a certain extent.
Oh, mate. They could just
now we got the Demonor. That's all good and well, but we just haven't really had anything that... Italian and Australian.
Yeah.
Even with the Italians, we've had... what's his name? Baretti. What's his name?
Gnocchi.
Big guy? Tall guy?
Tell you,
Baretti. What's his... It was in the Australian Open last year. The tall guy.
Oh, I know who you mean. Yeah, the name escapes me.
Bugatti. No, no, no.
No, that's a car.
lost it already.
I forget what his name is.
Berrettini. Yeah. And there was one that was injured before the tournament too, yeah?
Yes.
He didn't play. He's good too. Yeah.
Oh, no, he's a doubles player.
Is he?
Wasn't he supposed to play
Tsitsipas, but the day before...
He got injured,
and Tsitsipas played someone else in the first round.
We've gone from world football to tennis.
Tennis.
I'm going to stick on this.
There you go.
It's time-sensitive podcast. We're going to have to wait till...
Hey, can I
Roland Garros for
can
the
I
next,
ask you,
exactly.
Can I ask one question to me?
That's 4 months away.
Just a quick question. What has Regani done wrong? I'm trying to look at Sandro. Sandro has to be his love child.
That was a really interesting choice. So we're obviously talking.
We've gone from sinner to sinner. Can I just put this?
We've gone from sinner to Sandro.
We'll go. I'm gonna. We usually crank the Van Halen intro, but actually going to do something a little bit different.
How many Van Halen songs do you reckon will be in this episode?
I'm
There's already
seven.
Been.
Oh, mate,
this is the second one.
No, well. I can put one on if you want.
Our intro would have copyright issues.
Copyright. We'll get smashed, mate. So,
you got to be careful with.
Intro music.
Pantera Cemetery Gates.
Mate, just a bit. Ooze it in, guys. So, we'll get straight into it, yeah? All right. So, round. Match day 22. So, we played Empoli at home. And 1-1. Dusan and was that
Baldazzini?
Is he anything to do with Juventus as well or not?
Juve's.
They wanted to get him.
They were looking at him last year. He's pretty exciting. He's a good attacking midfielder. He's young. Okay. Roma seems to have the upper hand at the moment.
So basically, it was a 1-1 draw, which really I think it hurts us.
Big time.
He'll be a Juventus player now because he scored against us.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, anyone that scores against us, we always look
into
it.
He was a sub as well.
Yeah, he was.
So, guys, shots on goal 9-16. Well, you want to know who had the majority of shots. Shots on target 3-5. Possession 39% to 61 to Empoli. Fouls 11-6. Yellows 1-1. And one red card.
Yeah.
So, in the famous words of Pantera, Cowboys from Hell, Pet Cemetery,
Cemetery Gates.
Gates. Sorry, Pet Cemetery. Oh my god, you can see I made a whack here. Sorry, guys. All right, let's get into it, guys. What do you want to talk about? Because we're sitting in at first and now we're 19th on the ladder. Who wants to start?
Look, I think this game wasn't looking good from the first to the 18th minute. We looked rusty. I think psychologically we thought we got the 3 points in the bag because we were only playing Empoli. I'm being slightly sarcastic there. And psychologically we thought, it's okay. And that came out. And then we were really on the back foot from the 18th minute when Milik had a brain fart and went studs up, got a yellow but on a VAR review. And I've got to be honest.
Did you think it was a straight red?
Yeah, I think it was a red. Okay. Studs were showing. Look, and I'll point to two things.
Yep.
One, he didn't, nor did the team, any of the players, retaliate when the red was shown, which speaks volumes in my book. I think the player and coaching staff, et cetera, the fact that they didn't say or do anything, they're probably saying, we'll cop it on the chin. And second, he came out with an apology afterwards, which again suggests to me that he knows he stuffed up.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
I just think it was... I think the lineup. Once I knew who was playing, I had a very, very sickening feeling. That's just me on this one. Yeah. When he had Sandro and then Milik.
And Milik.
Anyway... Why mess with things that have been working?
If it ain't broke,
don't fix it. Just continue. But this is Max's...
Man,
reverse Max. Back to these stupid things, and that was a perfect example.
Well, we know that Milik and Vlahovic don't really complement one another. We do know, however, based on the last 3-4 weeks, that Yildiz really complements Vlahovic. But for some reason, Max saw something in Yildiz midweek. He thought he was quite relaxed. And said, well, boy, I'm not going to start you because of that. So I'll start up a fired up Milik instead, and look where that got us.
The thing that really disappointed me, and I'm not going to say this because Milik got the red card, but if you've watched, if you've been watching all of the games, that nice streak that we had, every time Milik has come on, he's been too aggressive.
Yes, you're right. I wasn't predicting
he was going to get a red card, but I knew that having him on was probably not going to be the right decision for the team because of little things like that. He's obviously trying to prove a point, but he's a little bit too eager. Now it's you know, it's something that Allegri, he's done two things wrong. He's said that someone's relaxed who's obviously confident. That's probably why he's relaxed. He's got rid of that, which is beyond me. That's not why you don't play a player. We're playing one game a week, so Yildiz should be playing as much as he can. Milik should just be the super sub that comes on. He can be eager and whatever, and that's fine.
You throw him on when you're 2-0 up, etc., as we've seen in the last
He can be eager. He can have a yellow card. Jeez, you know what? If he gets a red card, whatever. Like, it's probably not going to be as bad as getting one in the first half. So that was a huge mistake to say we're going to play Milik, because a team like Empoli can just, or any team can just.
Do you know what makes it worse?
That player,
bait him.
Yeah,
absolutely.
What makes it worse?
And it was terrible.
If you look
terrible,
at our
like,
decision making, so you also agree. You also agree.
I was like, absolutely. I was like, he'll be lucky to get a yellow.
The worst thing about this is for us going the last 10 games of our season, we still have to go to, I think, Milan, and we've got to go to Roma. There are games that are critical. This is 2 points. For me, it felt like more than 2 points.
Absolutely.
Because you look at it, now we're chasing a team that's, you know, one Inter. We're playing them now. This is not three, it's 6 points. You know what I mean? Like, because we're chasing...
We can't slip up against teams that we should be winning, because we need to keep those, not slip ups, but we need to keep the dropped points for the games where you're expected to drop points.
Yeah, that's
like
it.
The Milan games,
and the question is why did he? What I would like to have heard him say in the press conference, Sandro. He's been there for so long.
Interesting choice.
And you put him in when you've got something that's been working.
Rugani.
Yeah, I don't get it. Why?
It doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense, especially that one, because Rugani's been playing very well.
Mate, and Sandro's
been trotting out in the 85th minute.
But he's on his way. He knows he's on his way. I mean, what can he offer Juventus in this game? Like,
exactly.
I didn't get it.
It didn't make any sense.
No, it didn't.
If I can go back to Milik and slightly go off on a tangent and fast forward a week, at the moment, how many strikers have we got?
Two.
Well, because Milik's now suspended next week. We've got Vlahovic and Yildiz. We don't know if Chiesa will play next week, play any part in the Inter game next week.
Yeah.
So we could be starting, and more than likely we'll start with Vlahovic and Yildiz. But then in the 60th minute...
Who comes on?
Yeah, you can't rely on Milik. You don't know whether Kiers is going to be there.
Yeah.
Those two will have to start and end the game.
Do you know what? It might be a good thing. Think about it.
Yeah.
Because it's... Because Yildiz is forced to... He looks at his players and says... I've only got two
options. Because who else can... What, he's going to play the one forward up front and then drop one in... It won't work like that.
Oh, he could play Milik. Yeah, he could.
Him as a false nine.
We've seen that so many times, and we've seen that it doesn't work so many times.
Yeah, but you know what? It might work this first time for everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you might do that. I would laugh if he does.
Think Yildiz has got to start next week.
He's got him,
even if Chiesa's fully fit, because Chiesa's rusty. He last played.
Chiesa will come on as a sub.
Yeah, against Salernitana. I think
he'll come on as a sub. Yeah.
That's if he's okay.
Yeah. And Rabiot, God knows if Rabiot's going to
well,
be
he's
ready.
Got a question mark as well,
yeah.
hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're saying that both at the moment both aren't playing.
Oh, great.
Well, if that's the case, you got where should yeah. come on?
Yep.
Maybe where? And then maybe who else?
It's okay. Allegri will just he did Soule, he kind of played him as a
Illing Junior?
You know. Illing Junior can
as
play
a,
yeah.
as a false.
He'll probably play Kostic.
No, he wouldn't do that.
He'll this always is, start yeah, Kostic. Yeah,
this is where it continues. We keep seeing the mix max.
Yes.
Right? Sometimes he'll just stick to a player no matter what.
Yeah.
Usually you would think because Rugani's doing so well, he would have just kept playing Rugani. Yeah. Even if Rugani wasn't playing good, he'd just keep playing him.
Yes.
But no, let's go and play a guy who doesn't play as much, right?
And he's on his way out.
Typical mix-max. That's what he's done. And he's done it with Milik as well.
And to elaborate on that, Kostic. We spoke about
Kostic
this last
is
week.
Lost.
Yeah, Kostic is another
and,
one.
And he's a low.
And the live before that. Yeah. Why is Kostic? Why is he continually playing Kostic, who will put in seven? I'm plucking some
one in three
out
games.
You know, put in seven crosses, one of which hits the mark.
Yeah,
he's been that cold.
He was the worst in that game against Empoli.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
He's certainly on the podium in my opinion.
I think he was just. He just didn't do enough. He plays better than him.
He plays one in three games now.
Well, he's on the podium as well.
Meretti's not getting it this time. It's
Meretti, for me,
Meretti's
going
like
on
he could have done something.
He could have probably scored a goal.
But that's what I'm saying. Kostic just... No, he was in those
Kostic
positions.
is erratic. Yeah. Like, one in three games, you have a blind... Like
yeah, yeah.
A, not a blinder, but a
but
decent game.
Well.
Yeah.
And then the next two, you go, where is he? Or why
well,
is
you
he
hope right? that one in threes next week.
Yeah.
Remember
no.
when he played against Inter last year, just before the World Cup?
The goal.
Yeah. Or it's actually now 2 years ago.
He was playing better last year, though.
Absolutely.
He was playing a season where it was like, he was a lot more consistent. This year, no.
Well, he was also an unknown quantity then. He was new to the league. Defenders didn't know how to handle him and so on. Now he's probably become somewhat predictable, slower as well. He's 30.
Max has got a good record of, I reckon, throwing a wrench in a span all at once.
Yeah.
No, because this game, for me, I'll be honest with you, I thought it was a walkover.
Yeah.
Same here.
Yeah.
But to be in that position against a team that's sitting 19th on the ladder,
I would have thought.
At home. We played at home as well. It should have been in the bag.
Yeah.
You should have been throwing on Milik in the 60th minute when we're 2-0 up.
Yeah. Correct.
So now, just a quick question. There's rumours of an extension. No, on his contract. I would not even bother. No, I would not even bother because this puts a wrench and a half in it. Just because you've got this winning streak, stuff like that, doesn't mean shit. You're playing one game a week.
Nah, that's right.
And I know it's been good guys, but
still
a long way to go.
As we talked about, Anthony, last week, we're actually playing to what we expected.
Yeah.
We were, if you rewind the tape, you were even a little bit more pessimistic.
Yeah.
But if you rewind the tape 6 or so months ago, Anthony and I were saying we expect nothing less than top two. Because we're only playing every 7 days.
Yeah, only 7 days.
Et cetera, et cetera. So if someone wants to cynically turn around and say, oh, but look at the injuries. Look at Inter. They've got a much stronger midfield, for instance. To that I say, well, we've got a World Cup finalist in Rabiot. Mm. We've got what was up until 2 years ago, the best striker in Serie A in Vlahovic, the best defender in Bremer, and the list rolls on.
We're
only playing every 7 days. Sure, we may not have the depth. Sure, Chiesa may be injured at the moment. Yes, Rabiot may be injured at the moment, but so what? You're playing every 7 days.
Yeah.
I expect top two.
The reason why we're not top two is because we don't have the Argentinian World Cup winner in Paredes.
Oh.
That's the problem.
The nightclub.
You know
the blue-eyed lunch cutter.
Yeah. We would
nightclub hall, mate. He's
we would
club
be 8 points clear if we had
this. Disgrace.
Yeah, but we'd also have 17 red cards.
Ah, mate. That guy's a whore.
But so back
and
to the Allegri
more.
Calling.
Yeah.
To that I say, put all these talks on hold. His decisive year, actually, for me, is next year when we're in Champions League again. And he's competing, playing games every 3 to 4 days.
So would he
days,
want to coach us the last year,
really
but that's what I was wanting to say.
Sorry?
I got a feeling that he won't want to coach us next year. Like, I reckon this year, if the contracts are offered for an extension, I don't think you'll see out his contract.
But yeah, but the thing is, he could take it, and if they don't do well, he'll still get paid. So he might. We don't know what he wants to do with money. We don't know how much.
What more can he do for Juventus going forward? Just say we finish Champions League, which looks like we will.
Yeah, we'll qualify for Champions League. But something disastrous.
Can this coach take us to where we need to go? No. I don't think he can.
This is my opinion on Allegri, and a lot of people will probably disagree with this. If he really loved the club, he probably would have given up by now. He would have passed on the torch somewhere, and he wouldn't be asking for an extension. Like, all he would do is, like, he might be sitting out this contract, but he wouldn't be asking for an extension. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
The team is going nowhere.
No, but he's talking now of an extension. There's rumours now because of this good run until last match.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, the guy's just going to come in. He's going to sign up. And if he gets sacked, he's going to get paid out because he's under contract.
I can honestly tell you, you're going to have...
I'd be putting all those talks on hold.
Oh, of course I would too. But
I'd give him his fourth year. I'd let him see out his fourth year.
This year? Finish it off?
No, next year. So he's in his third season. He's got a four-year contract.
Yeah.
You'd say to him, Max, come June, you'd say, we're entering your final year. We're in the Champions League. This is your last year. You have to go deep in the Champions League. And again, I'll give you benefit of the doubt. Come top two in the Serie A.
Yep.
And then in May of 2025, when your fourth year is up, we'll then have a talk about whether we extend your contract or not. Because based on the last 3 years, you haven't actually really impressed. Sure, you came top two. Let's fast forward to May. Yeah. Sure, you came top two. Maybe even won the Scudetto. Mm. But for me, that really doesn't prove a lot because you're playing every 7 days. Look at the players he's got. I'd actually let him see out next year. Or are you thinking, the transition process?
I reckon.
He hasn't won any Scudettos.
But let's say he does. Fast forward to May.
This is a coach that said within the first
2 years.
2 years that he'll be, Juventus will be competing for a Scudetto, okay? All right. I'm talking about next year, final year. What more can this guy do with the group of players he's got? Because I see him, even in Europe I'm talking about, I don't see him making Juventus progress
in the Champions League, or
heading towards building a team to win one or make a final.
The team can, he can't.
He can't. So
the team can, based on the players we've got.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm excited.
But all I'm saying is, I really believe Juventus and Giuntoli should approach his management at the end of this year, have a real serious talk about it and say, hey, we think this or that, meaning we think you can't take this group any more further than what you have. Second time around, okay?
Yeah.
Let's sell it, maybe go, okay, we'll pay you out your final year. Bygones let bygones. Thank you very much. Good luck for you all. Does Juventus turn around and go, here, we're going to offer you an extension because we can see a lot of potential? All I'm saying to you is I don't think Max can take this team
further.
I reckon it needs another coach to come in and take this nucleus of players, which is a 5 to 10 year prospect for the group.
Mm.
Yeah, we need
could have really good success if we've got the right coach coming in. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Can we sort of park this?
Yeah, for sure.
We're sort of going into what I want to talk about.
Yeah, we'll give the ADP now and the Amari Awards. Yeah. So who wants to go for ADP? Who was our best player in this game? Who wants to go first?
You can, Anthony.
Good one. There was, we didn't really play a great game, did we? I really liked McKennie. I know that he did
play well.
He did get injured. He kept going. I think McKennie played really well.
So you go McKennie?
I'll probably go him. Yep. Now Locatelli played quite well too. Like special did mention? His job. Yeah. Special mention. But
you think so?
Locatelli, yeah. Yeah, he did well.
I actually think he was at fault on the goal. He didn't close down Baldassare or however it's pronounced.
Yeah, I think
he was the closest player.
Yeah. I think there was a lot of ball watching by other players at the same time too. Yeah.
But he was the biggest culprit, yeah, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
it was pretty.
I'm not saying he's a Māori or even on that podium that I briefly mentioned earlier.
But yeah.
But I do think he was probably culpable for the goal.
Kind of. Yeah, it's unlike him as well.
Yeah. Yeah. McKennie played well.
But yeah.
Cambiasso played well as well. Cambiasso
played well.
But I actually think.
Who are you going, Mark?
I actually think Vlahovic. He scored a real poacher's goal.
Yeah.
He didn't. Especially when we went down and 10 men, he was essentially isolated up front and he didn't get a lot, but he made do with what he had, and that I'll go back to that goal. Okay. I'm happy with what
Dusan?
I saw.
Where was his position?
Where was his position yesterday?
When he scored that goal, where was the position in the box for him?
Oh, are you saying that his positioning wasn't good enough?
No, he's
it was perfect. His front positioning and is getting, yeah, it's getting his better, positioning, isn't it?
It's getting better.
He's confident now.
He is. Yeah. He's very confident. But his positioning, when that's happening, that was a cross that was coming in. Mm. His positioning was exactly where any striker should be, but also a man of his build.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Mm. He's listening. He's listening to the podcast.
But you know, the only thing I've got with
Someone
Dusan
is anyway.
If there's one thing I could a little bit pick on him, he needs to be careful with his temper. I just got a thing that he's going to be in. Yeah. I don't know.
Because fired up at the 90s.
Because there's
minute,
one or two
he?
Times he come out and he's all gone. I think, you know, he could. Even one of our members, Frank, was saying the same thing about his temper.
Yeah.
I see that.
He's also 23.
His cops are from.
It would be pretty frustrating, but as long as he can control that, it can actually be a good thing.
He's going to have double figures for sure. Like, he's going to score 20. That's what I think.
Oh, the way he's been playing since the new year unfolded.
I'm going to go Walsh, Szczesny.
Yeah, Szczesny did pretty well.
I think Szczesny deserves a special mention.
Yeah, he did made a couple
of good saves.
He did marshal the defence very well, especially after we went down to 10 men.
Yeah, he helped a lot. Yeah. So I'm going to go Szczesny.
The opposite of the other poll.
All three. Different.
Different this week?
It's been a while.
What about a Māori?
We already know my one because I gave a sneak peek.
To Locatelli?
Because we haven't
Locus.
Been. No.
Oh, no, sorry.
No, Kostic.
Kostic.
Yeah, Kostic for me. Yeah. He's slowly becoming the old Rabiot / Moise Keane / Cuadrado / Sandro.
just quickly, I bought pistachio chocolates. Guess what they're called?
Cuadrado.
No.
All right. Next week's show, I'm bringing him in. I've got to show you the picture of it, mate.
Oh, no.
Anyway, Mark?
Kostic played bad. So too did Miretti. Yet again, his decision making was poor, in my opinion.
Could have scored a goal.
But I actually lay the blame on the man who only saw 18 minutes, barely broke a sweat.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be Milik for me.
How did I not think
of
that?
We dropped the points because of him, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm going to change that.
Bring the cow. Get the
I'm
cow.
Changing mine. I'm going to go Milik too. You're right. He's done a Di Maria. You're right. I can't. See, that's how long he was in the game. I didn't even remember.
So you're going to Milik, as well?
Yeah, I'm going Milik as well.
Oh, well,
yeah.
We're
going
to double.
Yeah, double milkman. The milkman got ejected. Mm. He's gone straight back to the factory.
The milk went cold very quickly.
Yeah, you're right. That was silly.
Yeah.
So when you go to the shops, you go to a grocery?
Grocery, yeah.
Or you go to a cop, a Coles.
Coles, a milk bar maybe.
Milk bar?
I got a milk bar.
And what do you find there? I got a milk bar. Chocolate, yeah?
I got a milk bar that's next to my house, that's 50 metres away on my street.
Yeah.
I've been living there
for
7 years.
No, pizza boxes.
I've been in there once, and that was about 3 months ago.
Really? I do not know.
Is it all mouldy and stuff?
Survive in this day and age?
It survives.
How? Because there's
no. Because
it's a front for something else.
Pizza boxes.
No, the area that I live in, there's a lot of people who don't drive, so they go, they get cigarettes.
They get Uber instead.
You'll be shocked, yeah.
Yeah?
The guy actually makes coffees.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's they've changed ownership. Anyway.
So I'm going to go.
Crivelli Street Reservoir. Crivelli Street Milk Bar.
Special mention to.
Plug.
Yeah.
To Milik.
Drop my name. I've been there once. The guy probably hasn't met me because I think that was the old owners.
So, guys, we next week. Next week's the Milan Derby d'Italia, yeah?
Derby d'Italia, yes.
Okay, we all know it says 6:45.
I thought you were going to say Derby di Puttana.
Oh, it'll be
no
seriously,
way.
It'll be a puttanata of a morning. I suspect.
Mate. Does guaranteed cards and red cards.
Does your quadrado pistachio, does it come out of your ass as quick as him
leaving us?
What's the bit quadrado of a blind the next week?
This guy, he'll score.
Either that or he'll get a red card.
Don't say that, mate. That's... That happens, we're all going to be in big shit. But we're watching the game, hopefully here at headquarters.
Fantastic.
6:45 Eastern Standard Time on Monday at HQ at 48 Hours in Petanyoki Bay in South Yarra. And you can catch us on our Facebook pages, and that we'll mention it towards the end of this podcast.
I was about to say, are we done?
No, but...
We still got all the segments. Jeez, that's how rusty we are. We're sounding like it's the end of the show, and I'll have a look, and it's 30 minutes. Going back to the tennis, I'm going to throw it in. Mm. So it was Berrettini that was meant to play Tsitsipas.
It wasn't
some unknown Italian guy you don't know.
It was Berrettini, Oh, great.
There'll be more tennis later. I've got another
song.
Come on, man.
I've got another mention about Yannick.
All right, it's that time of the week again. Back to the segments. Segment number two. Mark's question without notice.
If you don't mind, I've got not one.
You've had weeks, mate. You should have aces up the sleeve.
Come out of a big one now, mate.
I can fire away seven or eight if you really want to. I've got two.
Go for it.
That song, by the way, is Forever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
By Skid Row.
Great song.
I think we're all unanimous in saying that Max Allegri should not be the coach of Juventus for forever. So I'm going to actually
Some people
go
like
to
him.
The coach.
Want him.
Yeah, a lot of people.
I don't know why, but...
I'm going to go to
Liverpool. Some people don't like change.
I'm actually going to go to Liverpool.
Okay. Oh, Liverpool.
Late on Friday, England time, or early on Saturday morning, our time, Jurgen Klopp, who has been coach of Liverpool for the last 10 or so years, and probably exceeded expectations, in my opinion, especially when you look at the way Man City have played and the money Man United have spent in the last 10 years. He's done really well, but he's exhausted, he says. He wants a new challenge, et cetera, et cetera. He's only 56, which is still relatively young for a coach.
Is he doing a Damien Hardwick?
He's calling it a day with Liverpool. He's given them plenty of notice.
Damien, where's this coming in? We're talking about AFL now, man.
What's going on about AFL?
He just lost it.
Because he could be doing it. Don't you know what a Damien Hardwick is?
Yeah, okay.
You say that you're exhausted, you need a break, and then a month later,
he's coaching that thing.
He's going to go to Newcastle.
This is where,
it's going to make me talk about 49ers in a minute.
Is he going to go to Newcastle?
No, I'm just saying.
Would you take him for the other black and white? Ow. Black and white.
No, he wants the national team coach.
Him.
Sorry, yeah. No.
For Germany?
He wants Germany coach.
As long as he can bring
He wants a year off. He
as
said.
Long as he can get us Gosens.
No.
He's still an interplayer. He never plays for them anymore.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. No, that's what
would
I...
Would take Klopp?
I would take him, but he wants the national team.
I'll take Klopp.
He coached in Italy, or was an assistant at one of the clubs.
I'd take him.
Yeah. I like Klopp.
We need some K's, mate. Klopp. Cop miners.
Well, there's my second question without notes.
Just get rid of Kostic.
Well, there's...
Which K? Which special K? Oh, my God.
You were a mind reader tonight. Let's move to my second question without notes.
There's no sleep no more, and he's going to get more no sleep soon.
I've been at your front yard with Damien Hardwick.
Moulin Rouge, mate.
Well,
Moulin Rouge.
You know I like putting other sports in. It's fun.
Well, it's the 29th of January. Go to 49ers. It's the 29th of January.
Yep.
The January transfer window closes in a matter of days, if not hours. It's been very, very quiet. Would you, if you had some money, and we're talking Juventus, so let's actually
there's
be
no
in the
Mueller
real world.
In Juventus,
yeah,
mate.
There's not a lot of Mueller, but if we had a little bit of money and you could buy someone or some players in the next 2-3 days, well, first of all, do you think we need players? If so, who would you buy? And do you think we should get rid of one or two players?
Yeah, absolutely.
Rattle them off for me.
I've got one right away I'd buy.
Yes?
Raspadori.
Raspadori?
Right now, in our Juventus team right now, I have a live wire like Raspadori.
This is funny because we're... Yep. Yeah.
And to get rid of?
I would love him too, but the
no, I'm just saying if you could
comes back to you talking last week about then what would happen with Soulet.
Yeah,
like you
don't give me no. You're gonna
email.
I would
actually look at that. Was that's Soulet one thing I'd closely look at.
I'll take him back
now.
I'd get rid of Milik.
I don't think the contract situation allows that. No, but if we could, I'd bring him back.
But
now.
He needs to come back at the end of the season. About who? That has to be done. Soulet needs to come back.
But in the next 2-3 days, if you could buy someone, who would you look at?
Raspadori. I told you, Raspadori, and I'll get rid of Sandro right now, DeCilio right now. I get rid of Keane, which he's going, hopefully.
I like that Bologna striker.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay, which one?
Xerxes or whatever his name is.
Xerxes.
Yeah, he's good. I think, is he Dutch?
I think he is.
Yeah, hey, him, Kop Miners. Let's do
that's
it,
that's who I'd buy. I'd look at Kop Miners.
I'd look at Kop Miners too, yeah.
I'll change the guy at Juventus and get rid of the coffee maker.
Pinzolio.
Yeah, he gives me the shits.
His coffee.
I don't know, mate. How does this guy get on a wicket like that? I told you, man. Man, mate. He's probably ringing up Ronaldo's.
He's a bit of a crowd favourite.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, the crowd. He's a real popular personality in the dressing room.
Yeah, I think you got to like maybe look at social media more.
Can
and
we get Trezeguet back? Trezeguet. You know, just stick him in there for about 5-10 minutes.
That there, like that question can be like you got to pick someone we can actually. We know who we can get rid of because we've got them, but to say who we're gonna get, it's are they available or is it just like no matter what?
Juventus is
talking
saving.
About no matter well, look, what, the list is endless.
Almost exactly 2 years ago, out of the blue, at around this time, we pulled a rabbit out of the hat and got Vlahovic, very unexpectedly.
Yeah.
So
that was a position that was really, really needed. I don't think
there's any position that's really needs
there
to
is
be addressed.
In defence. There is in defence.
At
still
the moment? Well, we bought a defender. We bought Giallo.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's fully fit. Yeah. He got an ACL in March, April last year.
We don't need it now, but I think we should start thinking of, unless they're going to do it with Cambiaso, we've got to think of another left back.
All right. That's not even a question. Even a right back. Rugani.
And there's the right
back. And a right back as well.
Playing junior.
We can just talk about as much as we want. Back. With a 3 formation, we're okay, but realistically.
We're going to go back to a 4 in Europe. Four. That's what's going to happen, mate. Yeah.
And even in Europe, if you do want 3, you're going to have to get someone else. You need one more guy.
Bremer's value is gone. He's probably, if not, one of the best centre-backs in the world now.
Centre-backs were fine, and we have been since Gutsy's.
But a left and a right would be great
as
another backup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe. Happy with that?
I'm happy with that. Thank you.
You happy with that?
Yep.
So, in saying that, it's the man, it's the myth, it's the Red Rocker, Anthony Tormakios. Advice of the week. He's got plenty of advice this week. Yeah. Big advice, mate. Big bucks.
I'd love to be talking about Allegri now. But I've said it too many times. I think that we've said it all the time with the whole mix-max thing and blah, blah. Like, and I don't think we can go back to it. I'd like to, but it doesn't really make sense. So I'm not really going to go there. I'm probably going to go to VAR. Because I'm actually quite surprised that it still is continuing. Like, throughout our gap, and that's kind of why I'm going to do it now. It's not, like, this week as much. Just throughout our gap.
Yeah.
The last 7-8 weeks.
It's still beyond me, and my advice goes straight to them, just to make things clear. Everything should be checked.
Can you unpack that a little? Are you specifically referring to Inter and
Inter's one
the favourable decisions they've received?
Inter's one of them, but I think it's just in general too. There's a lot of players that are kicking up a fuss in various teams.
Yep.
And
kicking up a fuss.
Even Milan. Like, there's been ones with Milan where it's like, well, how is that, you know, how is that not checked? Oh. So, good example. Like, I don't think it was a handball. But we, Empoli player had a handball at the end of our game.
Yes, yes.
I don't really think it was.
I don't think it was either. Yeah, that was on the Sunderland overhead kick.
But it's funny how, why would you just not check it? Now, okay, there could be the explanation that they've already looked at it, but from our view, we're thinking that it's not getting checked. They need to clarify something and just go, it's been checked. Even though that the ref hasn't gone and done it, VAR's already checked it. Checked, possible handball, no handball, done.
I've got something.
It's making me watch the game and going, why is that not checked?
Okay.
Players are, you know, players are jumping up and down saying there's a handball. Why aren't you checking it? That's pretty much my advice of the week.
So your advice is the VAR,
My advice that is that VAR, as much as people might go, nah, it's going to wreck the game, we're in a world now where even in other sports such as cricket, tennis, whatever, that even tennis, look at tennis.
Oh,
we had that issue a long time ago where people had to review it. What happened? They got rid of that. They just show every single line ball as an in or an out. It's done. Players don't complain. Fans don't complain. We just go, they've already got it. That's what we need. We need every single thing in a small screen to be played to say, no, it's not, it is, blah, blah. They got to check it. If they can do it in something like tennis where they do it in every, could do it every point, why can't they do it in soccer?
I found out something, guys.
So they need our $65 million taxpayers' money that go to the Australian
Open. Did you guys know how this VAR works with the refs regarding their how they get paid and bonuses on their games? I didn't know this. I was told by our member Frank Calabria.
Mm-hmm.
So they get allocated, say, Juventus Empoli. When they go to VAR, they get, like, obviously they get told, you know, hey, you know, have a look at it, right? Okay.
Yeah.
It's their decision to have a look and then go to it. Now, they get paid, like, they get votes per game, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They get, like, assessed.
Yeah, performance-based, so to speak.
If they go to VAR, they get, like, the more times they go to VAR, they'll get, a decrease. Like, literally, they get voted on. Less you go to VAR, the better for you.
Oh, wow.
No, this is true, but...
This is ridiculous.
So what happens is, the more they go to VAR, the more that they actually are demoted as, like, in their rating of decision-making.
It's made on the basis that, well, what's the point of you being the referee if you can't make the calls yourself?
So finding out this puts a spanner in the wrench... No, because it makes you wonder.
You're always going to need someone to control the game, though.
Absolutely.
With tennis, it's okay.
But you get demoted.
It's gone. It's played at such a rate these days.
Yeah, no.
But why is it? Why is it that Serie A does this? Because I think it's a stupid idea. Because you put more pressure on the ref to make that critical decision. And as we know, this season more than any other season, it's not only Juventus copping it, but it's a lot of the other teams copping it with a particular team.
Except Inter. Let's just call it as it is.
That's it. So, it needs to be overhauled this season at the end of the year. VAR needs to be fixed, or maybe do it in a way that you put the onus on the actual ref and less on VAR. Because there's been some real stupid ones. A finger, an arm, like a hand.
Yeah.
Come on.
A toe.
I mean, is that actually interrupting the game itself? Shouldn't it be if you're on the line, you're in front, bang, offside.
Yeah.
But if you're not interfering with that forward going, like, you know, it should not count.
Yeah, Arsene Wenger said it best, didn't he?
Yeah.
When you look at what he's proposing.
If it's not in the play, it shouldn't matter.
That's it. Yeah. So why are we, you know, we're supposed to be one of the best leagues in the world, which I was quite shocked to read something that I think... some newspaper or some organisation put Serie A up above EPL.
Really?
What? But
it was an Italian paper.
Yeah, it probably was. Probably like I said, the Della Sport as well. Yeah. But what
they
saying
were watching the Oz Open and they thought Yannick Sinner was a soccer player.
Tell you what. So in other words, how can that be in a professional sport log and in the competition like Serie A?
I didn't know that, but it goes very well with my advice.
No, but it doesn't make sense. Yeah. It doesn't make sense. Nah. Why would you do that to your own, like your refs?
I have no idea.
That puts more pressure
on them.
What's
the point of even, yeah, it's...
So they get accredited and demoted.
Why do they have so many people in VAR if it's like
that? Oh, mate, they might as well have a whole segment on VAR.
One guy.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, it's weird.
So, in saying that, now, there's a fun... This one's going to be fun. Oh, yeah.
Well, I haven't heard this for a while. I'm not referring to the song either.
Oh. Hey, we went to the concert a couple months ago. It was pretty good, actually. Vince held his voice well.
As well.
But no, Mickey D. No, Mickey D's. Mickey D's got the ass, mate. But Mickey D won in court.
He won in court.
Yeah.
He did. Oh, well, he had a small victory.
Ah, mate, he deserves it. Poor bugger's going to fall apart.
His music at the moment is quite good.
How good is it?
Yeah, it's good.
So, return of the Ricardo's rants. All right. So, I'm going to hit Max. Max.
Third square.
Max.
He couldn't get away with it for a whole episode. Nah,
Max, what are you doing? When things ain't broken, leave them the hell alone. The Turkish delight has been a delight. But you just don't do that to him, mate. A rural kid. Loves Del Piero.
Sticks the tongue out.
You know, like, so well. Mate, this kid's going to be something. We all know.
He's
but
pretty
don't,
hot.
Don't mess even, with his head.
He even had a good run against Empoli.
Oh, no. Yeah. But even when, you know, there's a couple of games he didn't score. I mean, he was still good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, my first rant goes to Max. Max, ring up Rabiot's mum. Go for a nice Prosecco. Aperitivi.
A quadrado pistacchio.
Whatever. Or, you know, fatta mangiare pasticchi prodotto or something. I don't know. Do something. But look, don't mess with it.
Yeah.
Leave it.
Yeah. Don't mix Max with
Max.
The recipe.
Mate, you, go Mac, Man Max beyond the Thunderdome, but don't mix Max with Max, okay?
Leave it. Max.
Now.
Surprised he didn't lose it against Empoli.
Now, we got to play this one. This one's a bit of a weird one. This goes out to another player. No, we're going to a player now. Okay.
What's this music?
This is a double rant.
Yeah.
No,
this is two rants in one.
This is... No, no.
But wait, that there's still
like
more.
This is special. Suspense
but
music.
Wait, there's still more. He's going to sell us some knives.
Okay. Wait for... This player has given me the shits for so many... How long now?
Initials AS.
It's Moisey King, the robot man. Hit me, Now, Moisey King. I heard your song, your rap. Dude, you're not Beastie Boys, mate. This is rap. Ready? This is rap.
I thought you were going to play his song. Okay. You should have played it.
Nah. Mate, it doesn't even deserve to be on this podcast. Now, Moisey Keane, listen to me.
Play it and give us a free set of knives.
If you can bust the rhymes like Beastie Boys can, you're in my hood. But guess what, brother? You're not in my hood. Dude, a player like you should be scoring goals like one in every three chances you get, mate. Because you've had a good run with Juventus, right? So... take the loan deal to El Etico, and I believe that
score
your time...
Score against Inter in 3 weeks' time, please.
Yeah. Good luck to you, and hopefully go that direction. But honest truth is, mate, I think you've had your run with Juventus. And I think Juventus have been more than fair enough, yeah?
More than generous.
Yes. Yeah. So you agree on that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll leave that. Beastie Boys rock. Moisey Keane. Get the tractor, but the VAR, okay? That's it. So now, my last one is the VAR.
So we get
three in one.
No, VAR.
We get three.
You get three.
It was like, if you are one of the first 50 callers into the podcast, we'll also give you a sharpening kit for your knives.
Now, VAR.
For you
he's banked them up.
Did you hear the new sponsor?
We told you not to do two.
For you to sharpen your axe.
No. Now, do you know who the new sponsor of Inter Milan is? It's VAR. It has to be VAR. No, but it was this morning's game, watching it, Martinez, the Kung Fu, kicking ahead to Locatelli, split his face open. He basically pushed the defender away to score the header. Defender. Yeah. So, look, there's fair and there's unfair. I'm actually enjoying it this year because all the other clubs are seeing how far Inter get away with the decisions. So it's not Juventus on the front page.
It's going very far when Napoli supporters, after the Supercoppa final last week, are starting to say, we've had it with this. We're actually going to start supporting Juventus.
Imagine teams start dropping games against
us. You know that you're just getting a fair share of good calls from Napoli supporters.
Yeah. And it's rarity. That's a special...
supporting Juventus.
That is crazy, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. So... finished the rant.
That's pretty bad.
That's what I wanted to say, and that was
my
rant.
Can you imagine teams just drop points against us? Just let us win.
Let us win. That'd be nice.
And honestly, go hard against Inter.
Oh, that'd be nice.
So that was my rant, rant of the rants. But that one had to be put in because I don't like what I'm saying.
Mm.
Mm.
It's becoming so obvious that it looks like cheating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, that's what it looks like to me. I don't know about you guys, but that looks like cheating.
No, we're with you, Matt. Do you know that new track by Moise Keane? What's it called? F9? Or is that his band?
Oh, it's disgraceful.
Apparently that got him the contract to Atletico Madrid because Simeone wants to dance with the
guts
selling the watermelons on the street. dance on the sideline.
Oh, no. Moise Keane's good with the firecrackers in his bathroom,
Moise
probably.
Moise Keane times Diego Simeone.
Oh, mate. That's
back, back to Yildiz.
Yeah.
He's been hot in the last month or so. No, mate, he made a big call.
He's been hotter than an Istanbul stand, mate.
Turkish a lot of fire.
Well, you made a big call back kebab with him on the 22nd or thereabouts of August, round one.
Yep.
I want to see if you still hold this view. Do you still think he has the best head of hair in Serie A?
Oh, mate, he's
who's that? You?
Oh,
yeah.
He reminds me of
Alessandro Matri.
He does too.
Yes. Yeah. Now there's someone else though. Kind of reminds me of the kid in the Twisted Sister film clip.
Oh,
we're not going to take it. Is it that one?
Oh, yeah.
It does.
Kind of. But that kid looks like Jerry Seinfeld too. But they've got that kind of look. Yeah, there's someone else. He looks like someone else as well. Anyway, we'll get to it. Mm. I like my lookalikes, but I can't pinpoint who he looks like exactly. Mm. Yeah, he does. Great head of hair.
Great head of hair. Yeah. Still the best in Serie A then?
One of.
Okay.
Yeah, one of.
I'm going to throw a spanner for the last couple of minutes here of this podcast.
How about, hold on, okay, talking about hair.
Yep.
How about the security guard at the Australian Open that had the sunglasses on?
Oh, I know you.
How about him with it? Slick Rick? Slick Rick?
Slick Rick?
Mate, this guy looked like he was going to, he looked like he was in a, I don't know, like a RoboCop movie or something, yeah. He looked like he was ready for action.
Steven Seagal on steroids.
It didn't look like Steven Seagal. He just had the old... could have been Italian. Okay. Who knows?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, just to throw a bit of a hook in the uppercut. If you had to pick a coach, who would you take?
Oh, that hasn't changed for me. Oh. Still Zizzle.
He's still unemployed, which is really surprising.
Yeah. I'm loving what Alonso's doing at Bayer Leverkusen. Yeah.
He'll go to Liverpool, though, I think.
You reckon? Yeah,
He played for him.
He was a Liverpool great.
Yeah.
He's killing it for Bayer Leverkusen.
That's what I was
probably
saying.
Probably in the Bundesliga, so he'll go out in high.
We need to get someone before they leave if you're going to get a coach that's
Is he like sex on the beach? A drink?
He's Spanish. He's got a great head of hair and a pretty cool beard.
That's the other interesting thing, too. We've spoken about it before, but, is it going to be a non-Italian coach?
Wow, who was the last non-Italian coach for Juventus?
Mate, it could have been that guy that won the 76 Australian Open. He was still bloody Italian. It was before that time.
Yeah, it was Deschamps, but he's a de facto Italian.
Former captain, former player, etc. It should be Sardi, mate. He's not Italian.
he's an alien.
He's straight from the gutter, from the fucking
I don't even want to put another nation down because it's wrong, but he's from another country that we don't really know.
Yeah, I think he's from outer space. He's,
he's blowing his snot out of his nose. He's with remember when he was in the car, he looked like he was dying. He was white, pale. You're sick, man.
Have you guys ever been into The Simpsons?
Yes.
Those two aliens in The Simpsons. He's the dad. Yeah. Sadies. Yeah.
Oh, but look, back to your question, Ricardo. I'd still go back to my old flame, Gasparini.
Gasparini, yeah, I'd like him too.
Yeah, I don't think he won't coach, but that's the thing. He won't coach us.
In a gettable coach, I would pick him out of everyone in. Like, we've got your Mottas and Paladinos and that.
Paladino.
Mottas doing very well, and Paladino.
They're doing great things, but if you want to go someone who is attacking and is going to play young players and has the Champions League experience, Juventus needs someone like Gasparini just because it's Juventus. If it was another team such as Fiorentina or, you know, one of those teams that are a little bit, even a Lazio or something like that, where there's a little bit less pressure, yes, you would go for the Paladinos and all that. But for Juventus, Gasparini's number one.
Yeah,
I
really do.
You know, and he's Inzaghi. Inzaghi's a good coach too.
We should have got Inzaghi. He's good. 5 or so years ago, when he was doing really well for Lazio, he won't come to us now. Yeah. I think he's pretty content.
Yeah, absolutely. At Inter. But I'd go Gasparini.
Conti will go to maybe Naples,
or even Man United.
Could happen.
How many?
Mourinho was going to go. There was rumours that Mourinho might go to Naples, but he's declined that one.
I think with Mourinho, I think it's I think he's.
Would you take him? Would you take him,
Mourinho?
Yeah.
No. Flat no. No way. No. I didn't actually really rate Mourinho 10 years ago when he was flavour of the month.
Yeah, but he had a luck run, mate. It was all luck. Yeah. He got the best out of the players, and he was up and coming. And
but has he coached anywhere for beyond 3 years? He has this
even Chelsea
curse. Yeah, he's got a curse. He can never coach beyond 3 years at a team because he loses the dressing room.
Yeah,
and all the upstairs department.
And it's not something we need.
It's too controversial.
Yeah, we don't need it now.
We need a steady hand. Yeah. He's not that.
I'll give you a real far-fetched one is Montero.
And how well is he doing with the under-19s?
Sort of okay.
He's doing okay.
But I can see that guy in a changing room. Mate, he would kick ass.
Yeah.
A la Conte.
You want to get something out of the coach there, mate. Mm.
I feel that we need to get
Ange Postecoglou.
Someone who's
Ange Postecoglou.
We need someone with a bit more experience than Montero.
For all we know,
Ange, mate.
Montero's too.
Well, what about the female coach for Juventus? What's his name?
Joe,
mate.
Yeah. Aussie
Joe.
He's a foreigner.
It's but it's not.
He's a foreigner.
It's not that.
Let's just make Juventus Aussie. Get Joe, mate.
Joe and
Go and get Joe. Joe. Oh, Joe. Come, mate. Bit of Lemonsons, couple snags, couple prawns. Let's go. What do you reckon? Yeah. Get a couple of VBs.
Yeah.
Foster's. Oh, that's beautiful.
Pinsolio's job's in trouble then.
Pinsolio's job, mate.
The Lavazza
ambassador. I'm telling you, mate. I saw the Lavazza machines at Jay Stadium, mate. That's what he does. Makes Lavazza coffee.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Could
take his job.
Can we quickly preview the Inter game?
Yeah, let's go. All right, let's get into it.
No, we've got no time.
Match,
We've got no time for Inter.
We've got another minute or two.
All right, let's go.
Huge match. They're now on top. They're 2 points ahead. Yeah. They've got a game in hand.
Much more crucial.
So technically, potentially 5 points ahead of us. That game is against Atalanta, though, I believe, on the 28th of February when they're going to be playing back in the Champions League. So it's not a foregone conclusion that they'll win that. But
make one prediction this game.
We have to win next week.
Dropping the top spot means that we need to win. And a loss against them is even worse now.
Okay.
And a draw to them will be a win.
So make one prediction for this game, real headliner. What will it be?
Yeah.
Go for it.
If I can be somewhat controversial,
okay.
I think VAR
So Mark says VAR. I'll write this out. Mark's
going to get
Mark VAR.
VAR will have a part to play. Are
they getting the Māori Award or the ADP?
I think the Māori Award from the Juventus perspective, unfortunately.
Anthony, what's your big thing that's going to happen?
We just got a clean cut beat them, mate. That's
so headline would beat Juventus, beat them.
Players need to go and not be negative. They need to go in and just try and blow the game out.
Yep. Okay.
And make it, I know it's hard to contest. Say, but make it a contest where not even VAR can get you.
Okay. Mm. So headline will be Juve beat.
It's difficult, but it's you got to lay it out on the.
So Juve lay it straight out, bang.
Win. Lay everything on the line and don't bang, worry about win. Next week.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. So next week you can play your players you've barely played. If you
ants come for a win, headline win.
Well,
me,
that's what they have to do.
Me, it's going to be.
It's an all-out assault.
Mine's going to be Derby di Italia.
Derby d'Italia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Red cards galore.
Ooh.
Mm.
That's the headline.
And that's another thing too. You know, there's ways of doing things and not getting red cards and making them get red cards and winning and then they got less players the week after. That's what we've got to do.
So,
wow, this is going to be hard. You can catch us on Podbean, Google, iHeartRadio, Apple, Spotter, Anchorfy. Anchor, Spotify.
Where did that come from?
There's another one too, though.
Facebook.
Yeah,
we three Juventus.
Yeah, Facebook, three Juventus.
Juventus Club, Doc Melbourne, Gigi Buffon.
Yeah, I try get the other ones out.
Mark's
of the way before
Facebook.
Socials.
Your Facebook, my Facebook.
But isn't there another one that we're on?
iHeartRadio?
I've said that. How many weeks is it going to take for me to put this on a
Pandora?
List? Pandora, yeah. Get your jewelry there. Get your free knives there. That's it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Catch us on them.
Yeah.
JCD Melbourne on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah. So, until next week.
Yes.
You've been listening to the Three Juventinos.